Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Santa Fe public schools violate Title IX and parental rights. Liberty Counsel is now involved in this case. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me on Faith and Freedom is Holly Mead.
Well, I feel like we're beating the same drum here, but here's another situation with public schools and the whole gender ideology that's being pushed upon these children. And this is a case where parents in Santa Fe public schools had to withdraw their daughter from the school because of the policies that normalize sexual misconduct from a gender-confused male student.
Yeah, so this is Santa Fe, New Mexico, and we now have filed a formal complaint with the U.S. Department of Education's Office of Civil Rights, OCR, against the Santa Fe Public Schools on behalf of parents who withdrew their daughter. And they had to because they tried to resolve it and they had no choice. The complaint states that these policies allowing students to, quote, identify, close quote, as a different gender and access opposite sex facilities amounts to sex discrimination against females and violates Title IX, students' civil rights, and parental constitutional rights.
Not to mention safety for these students. I mean, these females are going to have males in their bathrooms, their showers, or locker rooms?
It's unbelievable.
No. That's a hard no.
Well, according to our complaint, the Santa Fe School District officials dismissed repeated parental reports of inappropriate sexual behavior by a male student identifying as a female, resulting in an unproductive and unsafe learning environment for the child. The complaint further states, we point out, that not only did the Santa Fe public school system fail to take action under Title IX sexual harassment standards, it encourages or facilitates, quote, gender transition, close quote, measures while delaying parental notification, contrary to federal court decisions affirming parental authority over such matters.
And, you know, this situation, it doesn't click to me. It doesn't make sense because you have a male student who says he's a female, but yet he's exposing his private parts to other students.
Yeah, the policies are just unbelievable.
Mm-hmm.
And they're subjecting these girls to this kind of exposure.
Perversion. Yeah.
Our complaint states that the policies of the school prioritize the desires of males over females, create unsafe conditions for girls in private facilities, encourage, quote, gender transition, close quote, without parental notification or consent, and expose children to and attempt to normalize inappropriate sexual behavior. You know, you would think that schools would want to stop sexual harassment, sexual assault, sexual mm-hmm. exploitation.
Mm-hmm.
And in fact, their policies are encouraging just the opposite. They're encouraging this kind of nonsense. So the filing requests that the OCR, which is the Office of Civil Rights of the Department of Education, open an investigation into the school, review their gender identity policies, and take corrective action aligned under federal law and constitutional precedents to eliminate this discriminatory and harassing environment.
Yeah, they really need to do an open investigation into what's going on in these schools here in New Mexico and review their so-called gender identity policies and take the corrective action as a result that is aligned under federal law and constitutional precedent to eliminate this kind of harassment.
Yeah, our complaint reads that the secret transitioning, renaming, and resexting of children without meaningful parental consent violates clearly established parental rights case law extending back more than 100 years. There's also a case called Mahmoud versus Taylor. It's 2025 United States Supreme Court. And then there's our most recent case, by the way, the one that we talked about on a previous Faith and Freedom program, Mirabelli versus Bonta. That's from the United States Supreme Court with an emergency injunction pending appeal, a 6-3 opinion, that reinforced the complaint's claim that the school policies, which exclude parents from critical decisions involving their children, are unlawful. In fact, in Mahmoud, the High Court held that parents have a protected right to remove their children from instruction that conflicts with their religious upbringing. In Mirabelli, the High Court recently, just this year, blocked California's so-called gender secrecy policies, finding that parents are likely to succeed in their claims that these policies violate their longstanding substantive due process rights to direct the children's education and mental health issues.
And bottom line, you know, the Supreme Court time and time again is saying parents have the right over their own children. The state and schools do not have the authority over their children. That's not why they send them to school. So take note, please.
Yeah, so, you know, this particular policy really encourages, and there's a complaint here by the parents regarding a male who is pretending to be a female.
But exposing himself
to females.
That doesn't sound
and
right.
And the parents complain to the school, hey, there's this guy, and he comes into the showers, locker rooms, restrooms, and he exposes himself.
That sounds like an excuse to be with the girls.
Yeah, he's saying that he identifies as a girl, but really what he's doing is he's sexually harassing and exposing himself to the girls. Now, take it in a different situation. Assuming that there's a boy who identifies as a boy and is comfortable being male, would the school allow that boy to walk into the girls' restroom, shower rooms, locker rooms, and then just expose himself to them?
Of course not.
And then walk out, and the girls complain, hey, wait a minute, there's this guy that came into our showers and just exposed himself to us and then walked out.
Of course not.
But they wouldn't do that.
Because the guy says he's a girl? They're just going to take
because
that?
Because the guy, yeah, because
they don't want to offend them?
I mean, that's a common sense thing. If a guy that says, no, I'm a boy, I understand I'm a boy, I'm comfortable being a boy, but I want to go into the girls' locker room and shower room and undress in front of them and then walk out.
I'm more comfortable there.
Yeah, because I'm more comfortable doing that. No, you can't do that. Well, if you do that, you're going to be disciplined, right?
Right.
I mean, that's just common sense. But right. The same guy comes in now and says, you know what? I identify as a girl, so now I have a right. You can't stop me.
I think he figured that out.
To go into the, yeah, into, that's the stupid thing.
That's right.
This
will work.
This is not complicated.
Right.
This is simple. Simple reasoning. I think they've lost their ability to reason.
Right. Santa Fe Public Schools, you get an F. You get an F.
You've lost your ability to reason.
Go to the back of the classroom.
Deuteronomy 28 is the passage in the scripture of the blessings and curses. Verses 1 through 14 are the blessings. If you do these things, all these things will follow you and be blessed. Strong cities, strong economy, strong families, etc. 15 and following, which is the majority, all the way to the end of that chapter, is if you do these things, the curses are going to follow you. Well, what's one of the curses? You'll have a confused mind.
Mm.
If you go to Romans 1, what's one of the consequences of abandoning God and worshiping the created thing as opposed to the Creator? It's a confused and reprobate mind. Mm-hmm. It's the same thing that Deuteronomy 28 is talking about. So when you and I look at this and we say, this is a simple case. Boys cannot be girls, and they can't go into the girls' locker room and expose themselves. Whether they say they're a boy or whether they say they're a girl, it really doesn't matter. It's a boy. You can't go in there. It's done deal. You do it. You're going to be disciplined, kicked out of school, whatever. That's a pretty simple consequence, pretty simple reasoning. The problem is that when you have abandoned God, the reasoning becomes confused. And so when you're trying to understand their rationale and you can't, that's why. Because it's confused. It's a reprobate mind of Romans 1. It's a not following God's directive of Deuteronomy 28. And consequently, what happens is you have a confused set of thinking. You have a confused
right.
thought process.
And those people that are confused, in order to normalize this agenda, they victimize them.
Yeah, so, you know, you can have someone who actually is confused and says, you know what, I think I'm a girl, but you're really a boy.
I need
these
help.
Policies actually support that mental problem that they're facing rather than addressing it. It makes the problem worse by making that person think that that's normal. It's not.
You're okay. You're a victim. We're going to help you.
And then on the other hand, you have somebody who thinks they're a boy, but now, you know what? I know how I can now slip into the girls' locker room. I can tell everybody I identify as a girl, even though I don't. I'm going to slip in there. I'm going to expose myself, and then I'm going to not have any consequences. And the school says, that's okay, because you identify as a girl. Well, no, it's not okay. And so that's why we are now representing parents, and we filed this complaint with the U.S. Department of Education's Office of Civil Rights to have consequences to these actions. For more information, go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. That's lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. The website again, lc.org.